Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
Listen now as the sounds of history come to life on Cruisin' the Decades 100 years of music. One song per decade. It's like a living audio history museum of musical appreciation. And this is show number 85. On today's show, the Ukulele Lady, as performed by Vaughn DeLeith in the 1920s. Plus, a 1990s era thrash metal band covers an 80s new wave favorite. A signature tune for singer Lena Horne. And remembering Jimmy Buffett and Steve Harwell of Smash Mouth. Plus, recent material by singer, bandleader, and TV personality John Batiste. I'm Brad Savage, and let's begin over 100 years ago on Cruisin' the Decades. Our 1910s selection goes back to the original Dixieland Jazz Band from 1917. This song is not the state song of Indiana, but it should be. It's pretty much the most famous song about Indiana, and this is the roots of jazz music and one of the earliest in a Dixieland jazz style. This is Back Home Again in Indiana from the original Dixieland Jazz Band, 1917, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Thank you.
you can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Honolulu Bay. There's something tender in the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. And all the beaches are full of peaches who bring their youth along. And in the glimmer of the moonlight, they love to sing this song. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady linger too. If you kiss a ukulele lady, why do you promise ever to be true? And she see another ukulele lady fool around with you. Maybe she'll cry, maybe she'll cry, maybe she'll find somebody else by, 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 and by to sing to when it's cool and shady. Where the tricky, wicky, wacky woo. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you.
Ukulele Lady, 1925. That is Vaughn DeLeith on Cruisin' the Decades. They called her the original radio girl. Wildly popular singer in the 20s and 30s. And that song was written by Gus Kahn and Richard Whiting. It's one of the standards. One of those great songs that a bunch of different artists have done through the years. Got to give credit to our friend Kevin in New Brighton, PA, one of our shortwave radio long-distance listeners. He sent in a request for that one and helped me find a good recording to feature on the show. Ukulele Lady was also done in the mid-20s by Paul Whiteman's orchestra and by Frank Crummett, but it prevails into more recent times as well. Arlo Guthrie did the song in 1972. Bette Midler did a version of that song. And what's the connection to the Beatles with that song? Well, get this. Peter Sellers with the Temperance Seven recorded that song in 1960 with producer George Martin, who would, a few years later, do all that famous work with the Beatles. So you can connect the common threads on all this great old music pretty much everywhere and anywhere, across the years, across the decades, across the genres. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. And let's talk Bing Crosby, because Bing Crosby did that song, Ukulele Lady, in 1960. But it's hard to summarize the impact of Bing Crosby as a popular singer, an actor, and entertainer. He was in 70 films, never mind recording 1,600 different songs throughout his career. Bing Crosby released 409 singles and 71 studio albums in a career spanning from 1927 up to 1977, when his last original song came out, a duet with David Bowie, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy. Well, let's hear a 1930s high point for Bing Crosby up next on Cruise in the Decades, as we cruise into 1938. Bing Crosby with I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams. This is Cruise in the Decades.
I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. I wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trods, and I calculate that I am worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. I would take all the wealth of Wall Street for a road where nature tries, and I calculate that I am worth my way in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
100 years of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, all I have in life is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and spattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
You're listening to Cruise in the Decades, 100 years of music history. That's another one of those standards or a real classic torch song, Stormy Weather by Lena Horne, the 1941 recording on RCA Victor. That song has amazing history going back to 1933, written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. Early on, that song was sung by Elizabeth Welch, a UK performer, plus Francis Langford and Ethel Waters and Judy Garland and Sinatra and Dinah Washington. But it really became a signature tune for Lena Horne. In 1941, originally, the version we played, it was re-recorded by Lena Horne in 1943 and used in the film Stormy Weather. And in fact, Lena Horne did that song at least three or four more times throughout her career. So it's really become known as a Lena Horne song, but many other versions exist. Musical history, music appreciation right here, cruisinthedecades.com. We want to say hello to our great listeners who hear Cruise in the Decades on stations like CKLB Radio, the voice of Denendeh in Canada's Northwest Territories, originating in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, and heard for thousands of kilometers across Canada's north. Also, Cruise in the Decades is heard on Globe Radio at Goshen College, 91.1 The Globe in Goshen, Indiana, in the South Bend and Elkhart and Goshen, Indiana media market. We're also heard on Hutt Radio in New Zealand's Hutt Valley, and our newest station in the Los Angeles and Laguna Beach, California area. We are now broadcast each Monday morning on KXFM in Laguna Beach, Human Crafted Radio, a great community radio station with a whole bunch of music heads doing really excellent programs. So you can find out more about Cruising the Decades and let us know where you're tuned in and send us a reception report. That's common among our shortwave radio listeners, but we'd love to hear from you anywhere on any station or on the internet. Go to cruisingthedecades.com. As we move now into our 1950s selection this time around, let's do a tune from Wanda Jackson. This is 1958. She's got that classic rockabilly country sound going on. Her nickname, the Queen of Rockabilly, kind of put her right on the line of rock and country and gospel. And this is a riot in Cell Block 9, 1958, on Cruising the Decades.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, "There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. The trouble all started up in cell block number 4. Spread like fire across the prison floor. Warden came in with a big Tommy gun. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to stop my fun, but there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. Your hands up in the air. You don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Two gun Matilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause man, this is a lit. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. They called the state militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper, he looked so tall and fine. All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. Now there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
The great rockabilly sounds of Wanda Jackson, her 1958 version of Riot in Cell Block 9. Now, that song was written by Lieber and Stoller, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, in 1954, originally recorded by the Robins, using a Muddy Waters stop time guitar riff as the instrumental backing. Now, this became more of an early rock and roll standard. The band names start to change in the later versions that we'll mention here, including Dr. Feelgood and the Blues Brothers, Johnny Cash, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, and even the Grateful Dead. They all did versions of that song throughout their career. That's 1958 with Wanda Jackson here on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage. Find out more and drop us a request if you've got a special song from music's glorious history in mind that you'd like to hear on a future episode. Go to cruisingthedecades.com. Send us an email through our main page. You can also see all of our previous playlists and listen to every show we've ever done at cruisingthedecades.com. We're going into the 1960s now, and a lot of things are happening in the world. The space race and so forth. Lots of major headlines. Now, the first human to walk in space. This happened in March of 1965. It was not an American astronaut. It was a Russian cosmonaut on the 18th of March, 1965. Alexei Leonov was the first human to do a spacewalk, part of the Voskhod 2 mission. Let's listen to a 1965 interview with Alexei Leonov.
It was an extraordinary sensation. I had never felt quite like it before. I was free above the planet Earth, and I saw it was rotating majestically below me.
Through an interpreter, the words of Russian cosmonaut Alexei Leonov, who used a specialized spacesuit for a 12-minute spacewalk on March 18th, 1965. And on the charts that year, one of the biggest songs, this is Herman's Hermits on Cruisin' the Decades.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you asked me to meet your mom, I knew that baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love, you're the one.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Oh. departure signs in some big airport reminds me of the places I've been. Visions of good times that brought so much pleasure makes me want to go back again. If it suddenly ended tomorrow, I could somehow adjust to the fall. Good times and riches and son of a bitches, I've seen more than I can recall. These changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes, nothing remains quite the same. Through all of the islands and all of the highlands, if we couldn't laugh, we would all.
The sounds of Jimmy Buffett on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. James William Buffett made a tropical vacation into a lifelong career, a musician and songwriter, a businessman and entrepreneur, and a noted author. As well, Jimmy Buffett passed away recently. He was 76 years old. One of his signature tunes right there, that's from 1977. Cruising the Decades, one song per decade, 100 years of music in just 1 hour. I'm your host, Brad Savage. Find more at cruisingthedecades.com as we roll forward now into the mid-1980s. Out of the ashes of Joy Division came New Order. From 1986, Bizarre Love Triangle on Cruisin' the Decades.
Every time I think of you, I feel a shock.
Yeah.
audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Is an American thrash metal band that came out of New York in the early 1980s. One of the so-called Big Four, along with Metallica, Megadeth, and Slayer. That was Got the Time from 1990. That's a Joe Jackson cover, originally on his album Look Sharp, the New Wave UK classic. Joe Jackson did that song first. I always thought that was an interesting cover. Well, this is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, and we're going to hang out in the 1990s for one more selection, honoring the memory of Steve Harwell, frontman of Smash Mouth. Steve was just 57 years old, passed away recently, and we're going to play this song that was from the American blockbuster film called Can't Hardly Wait in 1998. Remembering Steve Harwell of Smash Mouth on Cruisin' the Decades.
I can't get enough of you, baby. Yes, it's true. Baby, yes, it's true. Whenever we kiss, I get a feeling like this. I get a wishing that there were two of you. My heart cries out, oh, baby. It feels so nice. I want your arms to wrap around me.
south of you, baby. A feeling like this, I get to wishing that there were two of you. My heart cries out, more, baby. I love you so much. I wish that there was more of you to touch. I can't get enough of you, baby.
Can't get enough of you, baby.
I can't get enough of you, baby.
Can't get enough of you, baby.
I can't get enough of you, baby.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, and a bonus 90s song from Smash Mouth, Can't Get Enough of You Baby, from the late 90s teen film Can't Hardly Wait. That song was originally by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons in 1965. There's also a late 60s version by Question Mark and the Mysterians. I've always liked the Smash Mouth version, made specifically for that film soundtrack. And boy, did that sound like the late 90s. As we remember Steve Harwell of Smash Mouth, Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, and we move forward now. We turn the page into the 21st century, and boy, does this next song sound like 2004. For a moment, it was said that they were going to be the female Beastie Boys. Northern State is an American female hip-hop indie rock group. Hesta Prynne, Sparrow, and Robin Sprout made up the band. Boy, did I want them to be huge. I love their material. This is Girl for All Seasons on Cruisin' the Decades, 2004.
It's hard to be a girl these days. I'll tell you all the reasons. Girls gotta look good in every season. Just ask yourself this, girl, who are you pleasing? Staring in the mirror, squeezing and tweezing. If I could turn back the hands of time and have a dime for all the hateful thoughts in my mind. Like I can't do this and I can't wear that. Are my hips too big? Does my ass look fat? Might as well be Superman, not a supermodel.
Summertime comes, you're gonna have it all.
You're gonna have it all.
That just has such an early 2000s feel. That was Northern State. I thought their music was so much fun. I wanted them to be huge. They had an EP before that called Dying in Stereo. That is just excellent start to finish. But that was their big break, and it never really broke the right way, but I wished it would have. Northern State from their album All City, Girl for All Seasons on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage, broadcasting from Akron, Ohio, at an independent public radio station called The Summit FM. And we come to you worldwide through shortwave radio. Hello to listeners on WRMI Radio Miami International, transmitting from South Florida, and on WBCQ The Planet, shortwave radio transmitting from the U.S. and Canada border in northern Maine. We also say hello to listeners across Europe on Channel 292 Shortwave, broadcasting from Rohrbach, Bavaria, Germany. Send us a reception report. Let us know where you're hearing the show. Go to cruisinthedecades.com. And up next, into the 2010s, let's do a tune from the Decemberists. This is Colin Molloy and his project from 2014, The Decemberists with Make You Better on Cruisin' the Decades.
I want you thin fingers, I wanted you thin fingernails, and when you bend backwards, I wanted you. I needed you, oh, oh, to make me better. I need
the album titled What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World. That is the Decemberists on Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music, one song per decade in just 1 hour. It's a musical journey across the radio airwaves. It boggles the mind that we can share this much music and this many styles and sounds each program in just under 60 minutes. Thanks for listening to Cruisin' the Decades. Now we'll drop you off in 2023 with a recent release by John Batiste. Well, you might know him as a TV personality or a band leader or a singer, producer. The new record is called World Music Radio. This is John Batiste with Calling Your Name on Cruisin' the Decades.
I would get so lost in my feelings, head in the clouds. I would get so caught up in believing something about, but you feel so good in my spirit. It's all over me now. No, I can't go back no more. Put the feeling took it down.
Calling Your Name on Cruisin' the Decades at recent 2023 LP World Music Radio features guest appearances from Lana Del Rey and Kenny G, Lil Wayne, John Bellion, Native Soul, and more. And now we've done it. 100 years of music. Check out cruisinthedecades.com and join us next time for another 100-year musical journey.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.